Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Mendoza, Love, Pavia, and Sayin head to New York as Heisman finalists. Avion Terrell heads to the NFL draft. Kendall Briles heads to South Carolina and Clemson to New York to face BYU tonight. A busy Tuesday show, so let's go. Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, December the 9th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Dr. Milt Lauder won't be with us today at 7:25, but we got a special guest today. ESPN's Stefania Bell will be here. She is the maybe the industry leader in fantasy football. You know, she's the person with the medical background, and looking forward to hearing from her. And met her down in Florida last year, and she's a fascinating personality, fascinating career, and she's done awesome for herself. So we'll maybe take your questions on fantasy football for her. We'll do that at 7:45 this morning. Tony Morrell, 8:05. Gamecocks have the offensive coordinator. We'll tell you who and why with him and what else is going on with South Carolina football. Looking forward to that. We're going to talk some college football today, obviously, a bunch of coaching stuff going on, obviously, some guys headed to the NFL draft, guys headed to the transfer portal, guys, the bowl game, Army-Navy this weekend. Later this week, you know, we always go to my good friend Colin Brady, who is now an instructor at the Naval Academy, Naval Academy graduate, to get his breakdown of the Army-Navy game, so we'll talk about that a little bit this week. Later on in the week, we've got some NFL from last night. Just a ton of things to do is to bring in the producer of this Tuesday show, Mr. Will Clanton. Good morning, friend. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing pretty good. Good to be here. Good to see you.
Great. How's your Monday?
Very busy.
Good. Did you believe that you're going to get a great listing, celebrate the house? Did you believe in it was going to be a great day and believe that it was going to get done?
Honestly, maybe I should have, right, and it would have turned out better.
You have to. You have to. You got to believe this much stuff. I do have some good news for you, though. I'll save that for a second. Had an interesting Monday. Polar Express. And got to see Santa Claus last night. He's like a good man. My wife said he looked a little skinny last night. And first thing popped in my head, he's on a Zimpy. Might be on a Zimpy, you know? A little Ozempic for Santa. But he looked good, though. He looked good. He hadn't aged a whole lot since last year. So it was good. So that was fun. But you want more good news? Now, bad news, it's going to be only 42 is a high today, right?
Ooh, okay.
But after that, buddy, we have nothing. Well, Monday's not going to be a good day. It's high in the 46. Outside of that, 57, 53, 54, 62 on Saturday, 58, 51, 51, 59, 57, 59, 58, 56, 57. We got a beautiful December here. A December to remember. Now, it's going to be great weather-wise. Mid-50s for the most part, but 62 this weekend. So that's good news. We love, love, love hearing that. That's going to be great. Segment two today, what are we going to do?
We got to talk about college football. A little bit of how it relates to Notre Dame.
Oh, I love the Notre Dame stuff. We're going to talk about that. Fascinating how Notre Dame has handled this, ACC's handled this, ESPN's handled this. A lot of great things going on with that story. Yesterday, Paul Strilo on a Monday Insider talked about the bad decisions people have made, kids have made in reclassifying, and gave examples of the quarterbacks that reclassify, how it never or very seldom ever works out. We'll talk about that. And then we have a brand new strategy in college football that I didn't even think about in recruiting. We've done a 180 in recruiting, and Strilo pointed out yesterday, and I'm gonna give it to you today. So we'll do that probably in segment three today. Can't wait for that. Again, talking Heisman stuff, talking Clemson basketball, big game. You work in the game tonight, Clemson BYU?
I am indeed, yes.
BYU is a great example of, I mean, they had Danny Ainge, but this is a team that's not loaded with any sort of basketball history. What they are loaded with is
cookies. Money and cookies.
Yeah, okay. What they've decided is, all right, this is a new world. Okay, we'll bond together in this thing. We'll just go buy a bunch of players, and they've done that. Now they're 10th in the country. They are 7-1. Their only loss was at the time to number 3 UConn by 2 points. And it's been impressive so far. And Clemson will see, I think, the best team they'll play this year. How about that? I mean, I think you can make an argument. Alabama certainly is highly thought of, and rightfully so. Duke could be in that range too. I mean, Duke's off to a great start. Those freshmen are phenomenal. Louisville might be in that conversation. North Carolina might be in that conversation. But at least BYU, maybe, like I said, maybe Duke. But we're talking about very, very talented basketball team. Madison Square Garden, where Clemson will be, football will be in just a few short weeks. So some Big Apple stuff for Clemson coming out of that. But can I, as we start the show off, because it's not the most important thing, but can I just get a little something off my chest? Jeff stinking Kent's in the Hall of Fame? Or going to the Hall of Fame? I do this all the time now. Major League Baseball elects Jeff Kent. I'm going to get in this with Sam tomorrow. Huh? Jeff Kent won an MVP in 2000. That was the year that he hit 33 homers, 125 RBIs, batted 334. Jeff Kent hit 300 three times in his whole career. He played for 17 years. He was an all-star in 12 of his 5 years, he wasn't an all-star. He hit 290 in his career. He had 377 home runs, 1,500 RBIs. That gets you in the Hall of Fame now. Like, no, I watched Jeff Kent play alongside. He got the benefit of hitting in front of, either front or behind Barry Bonds. But no one's ever thought Jeff Kent is any kind of all-star. He had one good year. He had a couple of good years. He hit 334 in 2000. He's a career 290 hitter. He never hit more than 33 home runs. He drove in 100 runs a few times. I'll give him that. But what are we doing? Like, Jeff stinking Kent?
This is not an all-star resume.
It's not in any way, shape, or form an all-star resume.
The only thing that sticks out is he's the all-time leader in home runs among career second basemen.
Yeah, because other guys moved around a lot.
Yes.
I don't know, man. Like, what are we doing? Like, and I made this argument many times. He was 5-time All-Star. He won one MVP. He never won a World Series. He never did anything in the playoffs. Anyway, I mention this all the time. Like, when you go to Cooperstown, New York, when you walk in, you take your son. Hey, son, you want to go to the Baseball Hall of Fame? Yeah, Dad. Hey, Dad, can we go see Babe Ruth's plaque? Yeah, buddy. Can we go see Hank Aaron's plaque? Can we go see Willie Mays' plaque? Yeah, buddy. Of course. Greg Maddux? Yeah, buddy. We're going to go see Greg Maddux's plaque. We're going to go see Chipper Jones's plaque. Yeah. Are you serious, Dad? We can go see all the... Yeah. Well, how about Jeff Kent, Dad? Can we go see his? Like, what? Jeff Kent's in the Hall of Fame? What? Jeff stinking Kent. 7038 says it's not the Hall of Fame anymore. It's the Hall of Good. I mean, like, put him in the Giants Hall of Fame. I get it. But what are we doing, man? Tech said, I guess Dale Murphy's back-to-back MVPs weren't good enough. We'll compare some of the stats later today. Dale Murphy's a Hall of Famer. However, Jeff Kent, my gracious, what in the absolute heck are we doing? Tech said, I agree with you, Mickey. Hall of Fame should be for players who are in the conversation of the best of all time, and not just great players, even really good players of their era. The Hall of Fame and all of sports letting too many people in. I mean, look at the greatest of all times, and Jeff Kent's plaque is going to be under the same roof as Willie Mays, as Hank Aaron, as Babe Ruth. You know? Like, when I watch Shohei Ohtani play right now, I go, oh, I'll tell Drake, hey, Drake, that guy out there, man, that's a Hall of Famer. You got to watch this guy. He's a Hall of Famer. Jeff Kent? No one ever walked into the ballpark ever and told their son, hey, bud, watch this guy today. It's a Hall of Famer. Nope.
There's a report that people booed when they announced his name.
They should have booed.
During the Hall of Fame announcement. Yes, that's the correct response.
We're letting in Harold Baines and Jeff Kent now.
That devalues every single person that's a part of the Hall of Fame. I guess this has been going on for a long time, but that's unfortunate.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, it does. It devalues the true Hall of Famers. 100%. All right, again, we got a lot to do today. I will tell you that we see on the Heisman race, we'll get into that a little bit. I'll compare the four stats of the four quarterbacks, or the three quarterbacks and the running back. Pavia, Mendoza, Sayin, and Love. Doesn't it feel like Mendoza's trophy after Saturday night? Am I making too much of Indiana in that story? This is one of the greatest stories in all of college football history. What Kirk Cinetti has done, and then what Mendoza was able to do, that's just amazing.
In a year where there's not a lot of eye-popping stats, Mendoza did not have an overwhelmingly impressive game statistically against Ohio State. But there's been many moments throughout the season that it's not the Johnny Manziel type of plays, but knowing who Indiana is, yes, Heisman worthy.
I'll tell you this. If Jeremiah Love doesn't get it, Notre Dame's players won't play next year because apparently they've been taught to take their ball and go home. I'd vote for Jeremiah Love. I think he's the best player in the country. With that said, he's not going to win it. Mendoza's going to win it. We talk about that a bunch. I have thoughts about Kendall Briles going to South Carolina. Hey, did you see where Tim Banks got fired at Tennessee, the defense coordinator at Tennessee? This time last year, he was thought to be one of the lead candidates. Or actually, he put himself in the name. He put his hat in the ring, his agent did, for the Clemson job. And now here we are right at one calendar year, a little bit less than a calendar year, and Tim Banks is gone. That's where, look, as fans, we recognize a name and we go, oh, man, this guy, that guy's done a great job. I know that name. You know what? Can anybody name me, besides Brian Haynes, any coach at Indiana? You know, Indiana's got a coach at Clemson. Did you know that? Can you name anybody on their staff? You can't. And the reason is because you don't really know it, but as a fan, like, we know Gus Malzahn, but we don't know the offensive coordinator at Indiana. Malzahn's garbage, but we know his name. Tim Banks, we knew his name. He's garbage, but his agent put himself out there for Clemson. Not a very good football coach, but yet we knew his name. And so we think, oh, man, if you get that guy, you got to go get that guy. Instead, you get Tom Allen, which works out much better. So just a typical example of what fans like, we don't know, man. We don't keep up with some of these things. Anyway, we got a lot to get into today. Let me tell you about my really good friends over at QC Kinetics. Now, I can't imagine. You know what? This is bad to say. This is really bad to say. But I was at Polar Express last night, right, up in Bryson City. Okay, and I look around and like there's a lot of people who have a hard time walking. I mean, I was anytime I'm in public, I go to games, I go to the grocery store, and I see like 100 people. What I notice like a lot of people have a lot of issues walking, and a lot of people I know that's joint pain. I know a lot of them, the QC Kinetics might not be able to help, but a lot of them can. They're stepping up on the mission to tackle joint pain right now head on, doing this by power of this newest non-surgical advances in the field. So QC Kinetics, National Physician Board added a natural injectable feature, and they got these compounds in there that reduces inflammation. It helps your body support its and restores its tissue, its damaged tissue. There are no steroids in this. There are no narcotics. There are no surgeries. These are helping people naturally restore and help itself. Now, our most recent study of this therapy, 74% of people with severe knee osteoarthritis experienced significant improvement within the first year. They're helping folks reclaim your life, reclaim what's been missing. Get in touch with a good friend at QC Kinetics. Now they have a free consultation to learn more about this breakthrough with natural abilities to help your body. Find out QC Kinetics. The relief is real and it's natural. Call them today, 864-766-8454 in Greenville and in Asheville. That's 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Come back talking college football in segment two of the Will Clanton right after this.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator. For a free estimate today, call Central Electrical Services, the full service and warranty dealer for Generac Home Standby Generators at 864-556-8002.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
Be home for the holidays with a brand new home in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. The Sunrise Community by Empire Homes has move-in ready homes for sale, which means you can be moved in and unpacked before you welcome guests for your year-end celebrations. New reduced prices plus a 2-to-1 buy-down mortgage incentive with a starting rate of 3.99% means big savings for you. The community pool opens in 2026. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to explore these new homes at Sunrise.
There are few better duos out there than college football and chicken. Quok here, and I'm happy to report that Wendy's has officially launched their highly anticipated chicken tender. They're larger, better, and more premium than anything you'll find in the market. Along with new tenders, try 6 new and improved dipping sauces, including Wendy's signature sauce, sweet chili, scorching hot, and my personal favorite, honey mustard. New chicken tenders from Wendy's. So when you think Wendy's, think tendies. Try them today at your local Wendy's of Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens Counties.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Mail is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Mail today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Mail, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMail.com.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940, that's 271-7940, or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
He's opinionated, caffeinated, and never intimidated. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on The Roar.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay.
Well, I love my friends at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. I love the Armstrong Air stuff. You know, Armstrong is made right here in the state of South Carolina, and this is one of the top producers of great heat pumps across America. The energy-efficient Armstrong Air System. Right now, you get up to $2,000 in federal tax credits before January the 1st. They've got the unbelievable 60-month no financing option or the $2,000 instant rebates on these pumps. Real money back up front or long-term savings on your energy bill as well. So schedule these free estimates today. These guys come into your home. They tell you if you need it or not. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. I still got to schedule my maintenance deal. I've just been out of town and going so crazy. So we're going to do that. I love the engineer comfort solutions at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Now, these are engineers. Chris and Ben are great guys and very smart guys. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, engineered comfort solutions. Love those good friends. Check those good folks out. And triple stack your savings at BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Segment two with Mr. Will Clinton.
In the fallout of Notre Dame getting snubbed, something that, at first I kind of felt bad for them. I directed my anger at the SEC machine until I realized a couple things about a realization in my own head. I don't know if this is in reality, but I don't feel bad for Notre Dame after several days of going after the wrong people, really. Notre Dame has come after the ACC and said that the ACC did nothing to stick up for Notre Dame. And it appears that in their heads, Jim Phillips is this all-time schemer who's just way ahead of everything and playing chess and in with the committee and making sure Miami gets in over Notre Dame. It's Jim Phillips and the ACC that's behind all of this. It led to a realization that Notre Dame has exactly one person to blame for not getting into the playoff.
Yes.
That's Jerry Magallanes.
Oh.
ACC referee for the Clemson and Duke game.
Yes. Yes.
Now, while you can go back and blame other individual people for certain decisions, Jim Phillips is one name that comes to mind for the tiebreaker scenario, scheduling disaster that we've had in the ACC as far as football. But Jerry Magallanes.
Now, he was just the referee.
He did not make the call.
Right. The back judge
yes.
was the guy who made the call in that one. We called his name out on the air, too. For that one. I'll give you that guy's name here in a second.
Is that Tim Hedgepeth?
Yes.
Not Hegseth.
No, Hedgepeth. Hold on. Let me make sure I'm saying that. I don't want to call the guy.
Okay.
I'll look that up for us. Make sure we get that.
While you're doing that,
yeah.
The name we're looking for is the referee that called pass interference on the defense when there was, depending on who you ask, either an obvious...
Clay Brownlee.
Oh, I am sorry, yeah. Tim Hedgepath. Clay Brownlee. Pass interference on the defense.
Yeah.
On fourth down, Duke at Clemson. Duke goes on to win that game. Yeah. Without that win, Duke's not in the ACC championship. Without Duke going to the ACC championship.
Fourth and 10, by the way. The Clemson 18-yard line with 49 seconds to play. Fourth and 10 was when the call happened. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but Duke does not go without that call.
Instead of Duke, in that scenario, you have either SMU or Georgia Tech, if I'm correct?
I think you'd have SMU. I could be wrong on that.
Okay.
I could be wrong on that.
I believe if SMU goes to the ACC championship and wins that game, I think they get valued higher than JMU. In that scenario, I think it allows, yes, Notre Dame.
Sure. The other one was Kyle Olson and Brent Sewell. You've got to look at those guys. And Chris Gardner, three guys there. Kyle Olson, Brent Sewell, and Chris Gardner. They were the referee, the umpire, and the center judge that did not call holding on Texas A&M on their final play when, as time ran out, or with 11 seconds to go, that Reed hit the tight end on an 11-yard touchdown pass, and their interior offensive lineman just pulled down a Notre Dame guy, and it wasn't called. So those three guys didn't call that one. Either one of those calls are made, Notre Dame's in the playoffs.
You know.
So, I mean, obviously officiating is massive.
If you have one person that makes a decision at Notre Dame that says, hey, why don't we try to schedule some teams that aren't wet blankets.
Yeah.
Get a marquee win on the schedule. Why don't we blame that guy for Notre Dame?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of blame to Notre Dame, buddy. Believe me when I tell you, there's a heck of a lot of blame for Notre Dame. On the schedule aspect of it, I like they schedule Miami and Texas A&M early. Purdue is bad, and you know they're bad. Arkansas down. When you schedule the game, you know they're going to be down that far. Boise State, you thought would be good. NC State, no. Southern Cal's good, not great. Boston College, you know they're not going to be good. Navy's not going to be good. Navy's better than you probably think when you schedule it. Pittsburgh was ranked. And they're probably better than you thought they were going to be. Syracuse and Stanford. Here's the fact. They want to play all these games. They want to be independent. They want to be able to play in the state of Texas every year, in the state of California every year. They want to be able to play this great schedule and have their or this national schedule and have their independence. They want their own television contract. They want all that. Well, when you got all that, if you make your bed, you got to sleep in it.
You got to roll with the positives and the negatives.
Right. Here's my question to you. So, Pete Bavakwa, the AD at Notre Dame, talking about the ACC. And obviously, there's a lot of, first of all, what are we doing politicking? Why does politicking have anything to do with who cares what Sankey says? Who cares what Jim Phillips says? Who cares what, like, you got all these, we saw the games, or I saw the games. You don't have to listen to what anybody's politicking for. But Pete Bavakwa, AD at North Carolina, at Notre Dame said, quote, "We're mystified by the actions of the conference to attack their biggest business partner in football and a member of their conference in 24 of other sports. They certainly have done permanent damage for the relationship between the conference and Notre Dame. We didn't appreciate the fact that we were singled out repeatedly compared to Miami, not by Miami. Miami has every right to do that, but it raised a lot of eyebrows that the conference was taking shots at us." Jim Phillips makes his comment back, releases this statement, the ACC commissioner. "University of Notre Dame is an incredibly valued member of the ACC, and is a, well, not full-time member, but remember, they're a tremendous respect and appreciation for their entire institution. With that said, when it comes to football, We have a responsibility to support and advocate for all 17 of our football-playing member institutions. And I stand behind our conference efforts to do just that and leading up the college football playoff selection committee on Sunday. At no time was it suggested by the ACC that Notre Dame was not a worthy candidate for inclusion in the field. We're thrilled for the University of Miami while also understanding the appreciation and significant disappointment of Notre Dame coaches, players, and programs. Here's the deal. Jim Phillips, they were doing their job. Miami is an ACC playing football school. Because the ACC, Notre Dame plays, runs women's track in the ACC and plays volleyball in the ACC. Well, they don't play football. I'm sorry. You don't get the benefits of the ACC in football if you don't play football in the ACC. I'm sorry. First of all, that's a crappy arrangement. Either get in or get out. Don't put one toe in the water. But if you want the benefits of it, then jump right in the boat, pal. But who do you think they're going to back? A full member or a partial member? The ACC did their job through this. And again, I maintain, who cares what anybody says? It doesn't matter. The fact is Miami beat Notre Dame on the field. Who cares what anything was said after that by anybody? But with that said, what did he think? That they were going to sell out Miami for a non-football ACC team? Did he really truly believe that? And it goes to the irreparable damage comment. Okay. But you got to take responsibility for that too. If you know you're not a full-time member, and you expect full-time benefits. I mean, look.
We've done them so many favors in the past as well. Like the COVID year, allowing them to be in the conference.
Yes.
For 1 year.
They're dating Notre Dame. They're married to Miami. Who are you going to be loyal to? Your wife or your guma? Notre Dame's the guma. That's your fault. That ain't Miami's fault, and that ain't the ACC's fault. You've been invited in. You chose not to come in. You don't get full benefits. If you don't invest into the full retirement program, then you don't get the full benefits of retirement. You put in a little bit? No. Other people around you are putting in full retirement, and then you get, yeah, you invest in the program, yeah. Who do they think they are, man? So in other words, we're supposed to say, be whatever member you want to be. Get all the benefits that you think you're getting. Constantly, and by the way, they were there the one time they made it. Well, two times now, but it cost football playoff. One of them was because they let them in the ACC that year to play a schedule. They give them all these patsy opponents every year, and then you want all the benefits of that, but then when it comes time to it, you're going to be surprised that they sided with Miami?
Notre Dame's payout for going to the college football championship, who does that go to?
Notre Dame.
Yeah. Does not split among ACC teams, if Miami goes.
All these things. You see where, again, the other day, Sankey was clamoring for 6 and 7 teams. Like, this whole thing's just childish, man.
We need a new show called Athletic Directors Say the Darndest Things.
It's a great point. Heck of a point.
Can we get, what's his name? Jeff Foxworthy.
Yes.
Let's get him back.
Yeah. You know, everybody's supposed to bend over backwards for Notre Dame. They make a good point. They had a good resume. They shouldn't have lost to Miami. They shouldn't have lost to A&M. They played not a very good schedule. But they had every argument. I give you all the arguments to get in. I get it. Now, they're mad that ESPN played them. You know, they're not an ESPN school. And ESPN owns they're paying all the rights for all these games now. I guarantee you this, though, like ESPN, Notre Dame's a bigger draw than Miami. Mm-hmm. More people would watch Notre Dame in the playoffs than Miami.
Alabama, that's Ohio as close State, as you get.
Right, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and Alabama. That's it.
I stand by this. I think if ESPN did not have the rights to the bowl, any bowl that Notre Dame was going to go to was going to be under the ESPN umbrella of networks. But I think a lot of that decision to opt out was directed at the pockets of ESPN.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Now, they pretty much admitted that. Yes, 100%. They're trying to hurt ESPN.
It's so dumb. What are we doing?
They're hurting their players and hurting their cheerleaders and their band and their fans and all that. And a Pop-Tart Bowl, who knows? I mean, maybe you think you're better than that. I get all that.
This is just like Auburn selling a home game.
Yeah.
To go play in Atlanta. Money. This is financially motivated, but for the wrong reasons. It's anti-fan.
We had so many conflicts of interest. ESPN shouldn't have any interest in the money of Notre Dame, the money of Miami, the money of the ACC or the SEC compared to the money of the Big Ten. Like that's a big conflict of interest. The selection committee, at least, by the way, not ESPN. The selection committee. And I don't know if they considered any of that stuff or not. I mean, I know it's easy to say and do, but I don't know that. But you can't have a committee that is talking about the benefits of financial benefits of a network over the other while we choose teams. I like what Clark Lee, head coach of Vanderbilt, said. We didn't do enough to get in. We had our opportunities. We didn't do it. But remember now, it's always somebody else's fault. That's what the transfer portal's taught us. It's not my fault I'm not playing. It's your fault I'm not playing. Notre Dame, it's not my fault. It's not our fault we didn't get in. We were starting at 0-2. It's your fault for not picking us. It's not my fault I didn't win Miss America pageant. That other girl who's a better talent, better swimsuit, better personality, better interviews had than me. It's your fault for not picking me.
Had nothing to do with the donuts.
Right. I mean, we're in a mess, man. Whole thing's a mess. And grown men, adults, grown women, adults, like going through this high school drama club stuff, like there's drama queens everywhere. Good on you, Notre Dame. You didn't play. Fine. Take your ball, go home. We don't care. But You're appalled. You're shocked that the ACC would take Miami's side over your side. Let me tell you, like, there's a lot of my friends who I like, but if given a choice, guess what? I ain't going to poker night anymore. I'm married, right? I never went to poker night, but there's a lot of kids out there that I could coach and help. But guess what? When it comes down to it, I'm taking my kids. You know, no one's shocked that ACC chose Miami over Notre Dame. Anyway, good segment too. I enjoyed that. Short break. Let me do this next. Paul Shreelove made one of the greatest points ever about recruiting now. And something that I thought I would never, ever see. We'll talk about it. Short break, much more to this.
I know what you're going to hear at those holiday parties. Everyone says they'll start after the holidays. And that's exactly why most people never tackle those extra pounds at all. Right now, PhD Weight Loss is making it easy to start before the new year with a bonus designed to get you moving now. They're adding 2 free weeks to your program. That means you can ramp up during the holidays and start the new year already working towards your goal. Those 2 free weeks means you won't roll into January feeling behind. PhD's metabolic reset system teaches your body to burn fat first. No drugs, no starvation diets, no endless workouts. Just a smarter, science-based system that fits real life. And when you mention 2 weeks on the phone, they'll waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. There's no reason to wait. Call PhD Weight Loss today and start 2026 already ahead. 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Fans, we feel it. Football season is in full swing, and the best place to get in on all the action is Underdog. You hear me talking about Underdog every single day, and there's a good reason for it, because I play Underdog every single day, especially, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all football days, all great days to play with Underdog. It's easy to play. Just pick whether your favorite player is going higher or lower on stats like passing and rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and much more. And if you do a good job, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. It's so easy to play, and it's even easier to get started. Download the app today and use promo code OOB to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
When reliability matters, trust American Door Masters. Is your garage door opener broken? One of the most common issues we handle is garage doors that suddenly stop working. At American Door Masters, we diagnose and fix problems like broken springs, offering professional service at a great price. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we provide top-quality garage door installation and repair. Whatever your needs, call American Door Masters today at 864-990-3075 for prompt and professional service.
Your holiday party doesn't need another banquet room. Take your team to Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym. It's active, social, and fun for all ages and fitness levels. Want more space? They can arrange a private room. Want to bring your own food? No problem. Celebrate together this holiday season, bonding, laughing, and climbing. Reserve your date now at blockhaven.com/groups. That's blockhaven.com/groups.
Hey, it's Walt. Forget the 12-hour drive to Buffalo. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Walden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City. Never doughy, just that perfect crust. The wings, crispy, juicy, and loaded with that buttery, spicy buffalo kick. And if you've never had one, order the legendary beef on weck. You'll thank me later. Moretti's, just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Walden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
When is a symphony actually a rock show? When the Black Jacket Symphony comes to town. Experience the era of Yacht Rock live as top-tier musicians recreate iconic albums, note for note, sound for sound, with stunning precision. It's not just a concert. It's a masterclass in rock nostalgia and sonic perfection. Catch the magic December 20th at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. Tickets at walhallapac.com. Don't miss a night of legendary music. You'll never hear rock the same way again.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
The only place for sports talk of the upstate is right here, every day. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Friends of Snyder Tree here. I got an email yesterday or a text yesterday from one of our salespeople saying I get a good chance to spend some time with Eric Snyder here in the next couple of weeks. Can't wait for that. Want to hear about what's going on with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree here. Right now, I'm going to tell you, unfortunately, we're going to have some winter storms. It's not going to be in December, doesn't look like, at least through the couple of days before Christmas, but it's coming. And make no mistake, that it can major, be some major damages out there on power lines around your home or business, around your roof lines, around your car, your driveways and parking lots in your business. Fact of the matter is you've got to do an incredible, asset right there in front of you. We love our great friends at Snyder Tree Care, Snyder Tree, SnyderTree.com. 833-4MYTREE. KT in Athens makes a point, and KT in Athens, your point is right. When he says, good morning, Mickey. To be fair, any of the plays that Clemson or Notre Dame scored on that penalty could have been called against Duke or A&M. A team with, has 75 other players timed during the game to make a play. Yes. And that's why we very seldom talk about officiating being the determining factor. Now, in these two games, they were the direct factor. If they make either of those calls correct, then Notre Dame wins and Clemson wins. And we have a completely different outcome there. But for the most part, of the other thousands and thousands of games out there, Miami and SMU is another example of it. If the refs don't completely screw Miami over in that game, then they might win it. Yeah, but yeah, you got 150 plays a game, between 130 and 170 plays a game to make the play that wouldn't be the factor in. But we all know, I mean, it's 4th and 10 in the Clemson-Duke game. It's a controversial call. If he doesn't make the call, the Duke doesn't get a first down. The game is over. They have no timeouts left. There's 40 seconds to go in the game. You take one knee and the game's over. As long as you can snap it. Now, again, I don't know about club holding on to the ball. They're snapping, hanging it down. Who knows? Might have fumbled it. But, no, on a very serious note, no, this is a direct deal. The game is over. All right? I got a bunch of other texts on that subject. Let me fly down these. Text says, since Notre Dame opted out, they don't get the extra practice days, do they? No, you don't. And I don't know if that's a big deal or not. We try to say it's a big deal. It might be. It might not be. I don't know. Paul Strelo wrote two things yesterday that are fascinating. And I'm going to go over both of them now. And one of them really is unbelievable and something I never thought I would see. One of them makes sense. The other one, it just feels weird to say. But yesterday, he's talking about Clemson quarterback commitment, Kareem Hughley, who is at Gainesville, Georgia. And he talked about how, in the big picture things, how he might be rated among the quarterbacks in 2027. And how Kennesaw, Georgia, North Cobb quarterback, four-star Teddy Girard, Notre Dame commitment, might be reclassifying to this class. And so, rival scouting director Charles Powell published a compelling piece in the spring on how reclassification has not helped prospects per the data. Guys are moving up, getting in quicker. And the reason they're moving up is that they want NIL money. I get it. But with that said, here's what Powell from Rivals.com said. Of all the positions, the track record for reclassification is particularly spotty at quarterback. Blue chip quarterbacks who've reclassified have struggled to live up to expectations of being a highly touted signal caller, with the majority struggling to find a foothold at Power 4 programs. 8 of the 9 quarterbacks reclassified from 2016 to 2023 transferred at least once. 8 of 9. 6 of 9 transferred out of the Power 4 to a group of 5 or FCS school. And 1 of 9 has been drafted. And that was a 7th-round pick of Quinn Ewers. He says that even the few reclassifications who played significant snaps as true freshmen from the group eventually ended up in the group of 5. Jake Bentley to South Alabama, JT Daniels to Rice, and Grant Wimsett to Jacksonville State. The transferring trend extends to the 24 class. The 2 quarterbacks reclassifying from that cycle have already transferred out after only 1 year on campus. Strelo goes on to say, he's talking about Wembley, the kid from Daniel, the wide receiver, going to reclassify. He goes, the time was noted that 4-star receiver Donovan Murphy, lack of cameos for South Carolina a week ago, that Murphy, you know, went up. And Strelo says this, the quote powers, the most reclassification simplifies this, the hurry up and wait situation from a player. Of the 34 track reclassifications in college football, over the previous 10 years, nearly 2/3 saw the field for under 100 snaps in his freshman season. And that's because they should be in high school. No one's fascinated by that. They should be in high school. In football, we just rush these kids along, get them up. Oh, we got to hurry up and get them in here in case we decommit. And the player's like, I got to go make my money now. Well, you're not ready. And oftentimes you do this, at, you know, from making the jump from college to pro. The NFL would rather most of these guys stay in one more year because you're not ready. But for some reason we think, oh, man, we're ready.
There's a lot to be said about, on one hand, having college coaches, those professionals, access to the strength and conditioning programs. But the most important thing is seeing live snaps. That is going to give
experience.
Every player more experience and more improvement.
What do you – I mean, in almost every aspect of life, the more experience you have, the better you will be at a trait, a skill. Now, but that's not – I mean, that's interesting. But let me give you this one. We're going to get into this in the next segment. Paul Strilo talks about something else. In light of discussions on team recruiting rankings, we thought it would be interesting to add another comment made by a network colleague last week. Executive Recruiting Director Luke Stampini quoted on social media that if he learned anything in the cycle, it was this: fans still want their commitments moving up in the rankings, but general managers do not, because that means renegotiations and the price go up. Remember last year, Tay Harris got some attention. They committed because Georgia Tech was offering more money. This year, Keyshawn Stancil was committed to Clemson, backed out because Miami was offering more money. As his stock increased in his recruiting rankings, getting more offers and all, then he gets more money and wants to renegotiate. The principal particularly jumps out in the case of Cambridge, Georgia receiver Craig Dandridge, according to Paul Strilo. Dandridge, Clemson offered early in March when Georgia Tech was the main suitor. However, his star total on Rivals.com and others started to rise, and we're not sure Georgia nonetheless ended up with an underrated value at number 92. He got better, but he got more money as a result because he had more of a negotiating figure there. So the point is this: coaches don't want your kids to be high-rated anymore. You'd want it many old days to go, we got this guy's a five-star, we got this many four-stars, this is the number four class in the country, we love it, our recruit, our coach is doing a great job, yay, rah, 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 harumph, harumph, harumph. Fans love it. Well, now you don't want your guys to be going up in the recruiting rankings because that means that other schools want that kind of publicity and they will offer more money to you guys. Isn't that crazy? You want your guys to go down in recruiting. You're getting who you're getting. You want them to be not recognized by Rivals and Scout and 247 and On Threes and ESPNs, because then other schools see it and want that bump, pay more money. Isn't that crazy?
That's like telling your girlfriend, hey, don't wear makeup anymore.
Yeah.
We wear it
at home.
Because
I don't want other guys looking at you.
Don't wear it when we go out. Just wear a trash bag.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
I never thought of that. That you, to save yourself money and to not get outbid, you'd want the recruiting rankings to fall. What are we doing? Every day I wake up, I'm like, oh, man, I never thought. Anyway, brilliant point by the Rivals people and by Strilo with that one. Absolutely fascinating. All right, we've got a lot to do in the next hour. Chargers, by the way, beat the Eagles in overtime, and Jalen Hurts threw a bunch of picks and turned it over, and now we'll have to give Faxon a hard time about that. Avion Terrell is going to the NFL. That's interesting. I'll tell you about that. I'll also tell you about one guy that might not be going in our next hour. Tim Banks is fired from Tennessee's defensive coordinator. Kendall Bryce leaving TCU to go to South Carolina. Clemson BYU tonight, Madison Square Garden, 6:30. Isn't that right now? 6:30, the Jimmy V Classic tonight?
Yes, sir.
And our four Heisman finalists, Love, Pavia, Mendoza, and Sayin. We've got a lot to do. Let's take some phone calls. Our text line is blown up this morning. Jeff Kent and Notre Dame and transfers have our phone lines blowing up. Our text line's blowing up. It is our holiday season. There's 17 days till Christmas. Yesterday, I saw this sign, and my son took a picture of it. And it said 18 days to Christmas, and it's a digital thing, you know, so he's all excited about that. The countdown to Christmas. If you have a Clemson fan on your shopping list, tigersports.com. This is easy. Even if you're a Georgia fan, a South Carolina fan, you can go on the site. You don't have to go in the store. Tigersports.com. Tiger Sports Shop, College Avenue, Tiger Boulevard. Go in and take care of the Clemson fan on your shopping list. I've got some pants on today from tigersports.com. Love that. Go by and see them. 50 years now, they've been doing it right. Tiger sports.com. A short break, two open phone line segments. Will Clanton, Mickey Plowler, hour number two kicks off right now.